How are you guys doing? This is Jay, the host of the Hip to Rich podcast show. Make sure you tweet this, Facebook it, YouTube it, share it, get it out there, because this is a show that is going to transform you from employee into a wealth building powerhouse. Let's go. Hey, how you guys doing today? This episode is about building a personal brand or making yourself that personal brand. Whether you are trying to expand your business, live your dreams, or simply want to bring in some extra income, building a brand is definitely for you. It will totally transform who you are. It would take you to the next level of your business, and it would definitely bring you some extra income. I have this mindset, master it all. You know, I don't believe in just being a jack of all trades. I believe in mastering everything. This is one of my good habits that helps me become an effective business owner. And one of those key areas that I mastered was brand strategy. Yes, I know I am very good at brand strategy. And so that's why I decided to do a few podcast episodes, really sharing some of my trade secrets and giving insight to other entrepreneurs out there, or investors, or parents that have a very talented child, and just want to steer them in the right direction. Well, this is the episode for you. Listen up. Okay, let's get started. The first thing in building yourself into a personal brand is to establish a brand identity. Brand identity is just a fancy phrase that means display your personality. When people know who you are and what you are all about, you got them. They will invest their time and dollars into you. The moral is personality matters. Once you have properly displayed to the world or the marketplace your brand identity, i.e. your personality, then how to turn that into currency is you reflect your brand identity through a service or a solution. Small caveat. Stop saying the word products. You no longer sell products from this moment forth. Let me tell you why. Solutions solve problems. Products causes clutter. Right now, nobody wants to clutter their life with anything. But everyone always wants solutions to problems. The problem of boredom. The problem of not securing enough income. The problem of not being able to travel enough or express themselves. And so that's why products are now solutions. Here's another thought about brand identity. You want to know the secret to turning customers into your supporters? It's quite simple. Your brand needs to be attached to a self-reflecting personality. Pretty much, people have to see themselves in you. By you showcasing who they want to actually be, you are actually educating them on how to think about it, you are displaying to them how to go about it. Because brand identity is so key and it's so crucial to you building that personal brand around your personality that they can see inside themselves. A really good example of someone who follows the principles of establishing a brand identity first is Elon Musk. SpaceX and Tesla are two of the most powerful, newly charged, and just innovative organizations. They are extensions of Elon's personality or his brand identity. Having that mindset to first establish your brand identity is just so important. It's that driving engine to success. Prime example, if you are a very opinionated kind of person, then use that to start a podcast. Are you into health and exercise and fitness? Then obviously you start first with a YouTube channel. Is travel important to you? Does work matter? Whatever it is, if you lead with establishing your brand identity first, you will always come out on top. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Be sure to stay tuned into this podcast for part two. All right, we are back with part two, our closing for this episode titled How to Build a Personal Brand. I want to close out with something I call the four B's for brand success. The four B's for brand success. Number one is be creative. This deals with how to structure or fashion your service or solution. And the easiest way to have a less rough time doing that is you have to let your greatest asset, which is your mind, let your imagination tell you what to create. Number two, be flexible. As an entrepreneur, you have to understand your market. So if need be, you can respond and adapt at a moment's notice. So we live in a rapidly changing society. And because of the advancements of technology, society will always keep changing, modifying, and evolving. And so as an entrepreneur, you have a major advantage over bigger companies that might actually be your direct competition. Major corporations do not have the luxury to be flexible fast enough. You as an entrepreneur have that ability. So use it. Number three, be nimble. In entrepreneurship, we are often, we often have many ideas and many things that we want to try out, do, put out there, but sometimes you have to be nimble, meaning you have to do things in steps and orders. You have to bring out solutions or services one at a time. You bring out one, you nurture it, grow it, put it out there, build it up. And when the time is right, you can bring out something else. You kind of sort of have to be a minimalist. Make things very simple. People like simple. They don't like anything complex. Life is a complex thing. And so services and solutions are supposed to make things simple. They're supposed to make your supporters' life simplistic, so they can stay in harmony with your service or solution. So stay nimble. And number four, be focused. As you start to sell your services or solutions, you're going to get feedback. And in some cases, the type of feedback that you are going to get, you might not always notice it. So you have to be focused on your supporters. Most supporters will not tell you what exactly is on their mind about what you have to give them. So you have to notice their actions and their key words. You know, if they're leaving a comment on social media, everyone leaves keywords. Everyone speaks in keywords. So you have to notice them and decipher those properly so you can keep business moving and keep your supporters are happy. All right. That was another episode of the Hipterist Podcast Show. We are available on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, everywhere. Feel free to share this episode on social media and with your friends. Thank you.